Plans meeting to order on this November 16th. Yep. It's the meeting's being recorded.
Yep, it just started.
So you all should have received the packet. So the first item of business is approving the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
This is Doug. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second. Any changes, updates?
Not for
okay.
me.
Great. See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
All right. The minutes are approved. Moving on to our loans. We have, it looks like, 5 loans for a little under $6 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
Yes, I so move.
I will second it. Rich, do you want to talk about the loans that we are looking at today?
Sure. Thanks, Sarah.
And Sarah, I had a little trouble connecting, but I'm here just so you know.
Oh, great. Hi, Josh.
And there's 3 loans I'd like to mention. You know, the first one, loan number 1 in the town of Lawrence, is just south of Green Bay. The town of Lawrence has been a very good customer of ours, and there's been a lot of new development going on there. This stormwater project is in one of the tax incremental districts and continues the trend for Lawrence to use the State Trust Fund Loan Program for their economic development projects. Loan number 3, Sawyer County. This is a loan that is financing their 2022 capital expenditures, which is becoming a more common theme for our borrowers over the past few years, where they will borrow the full amount of their capital expenditure budget for the following year. And in those cases, we do receive a copy of the budget that lists the items that they plan on spending the money. Loan number 4 is the town of Gibraltar, which is located in Door County and includes Fish Creek just south of Peninsula State Park. They are financing a land acquisition for expanding the town public dock there. And as you can imagine, the waterfront land in Fish Creek is quite expensive, but they want to move forward and expand their town dock. And that's all I have for today.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. Any questions for Rich about the 5 loans? All right. See none. All those in favor of approving the loan, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved. Moving on to old business. An update on the paper mills. Tom.
Well, as we discussed a while ago, there was another bill that was introduced, and that bill would provide $15 million for a loan guarantee for financing to reopen the Park Falls Mill, and it would also provide $1 million to keep the Wisconsin Rapids Mill in quotes, nearly operational condition in order to allow additional time for sale and reopening. But the bill also had some unrelated provisions regarding substance abuse programs for public contracts. And perhaps this was put together in order to get more support for it, because that bill was passed by the assembly by a vote of 96-2 last week. So it is now in the Senate waiting for action. So he went from something that was a bill that was very focused on a niche, and all of a sudden it got greater support. Anyway, we have not yet been contacted about participating in any financing yet. I feel a bit premature. I did reach out.
Tom, stop. What kind of microphone are you using? Your words are very garbled sometimes. Are you on a normal telephone or what?
I am not on a normal microphone. I am on my iPad, so I can switch to a different microphone. That would be better.
That would be nice. I'm sure you're saying important things.
Tom, it's bouncing off of Sarah's phone. Sure. If she hears what you're talking about.
Am I the only one having trouble with him, Sarah, Josh?
I mean, he broke up a little bit, but it wasn't anything abnormal.
Yeah, so I have hearing problem. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That sounds better.
Okay. Okay. So the bottom line on the mill bill is that it's still a bit premature because it's awaiting action in the Senate at this point in time. So are there any questions about the mill financing?
Not for me, Tom. Thank you.
Okay. We will move right into Assembly Joint Resolution 92, then, the one that proposes to amend the state constitution to make both the state treasurer and the secretary of state appointed positions. That bill was assigned to the Committee on State Affairs on October 25th. No hearing is scheduled on it at this time. No lobbying registration has been done at this time. Representative Swearingen is chair of that committee, and I reached out to his office earlier, but I haven't heard anything back. I will be in his district tomorrow, and I hope to talk to him personally to get a sense as to where this may be headed. As we discussed at the last meeting, this type of bill would require passage by two successive sessions of the legislature and then be approved by the electors of the state before it could become law. So at this point in time, it does not appear to be moving, but I will follow up with Representative Swearingen and report back.
Thanks, Tom. Any questions from the commissioners? Okay. Seeing none, well, there's no new business, so we will move on to routine business. Rich, in your Chief Investment Officer's report.
Thanks, Sarah. I just have a few items today. I wanted to alert the board that the Common School Fund exceeded $120 million in unrealized gains for the first time in the past week. These gains are in addition to the $15 million in realized gains that we have achieved so far in 2021. The majority of the realized gains, just over $14 million, were long-term gains added to the principal of the Common School Fund, while the remaining $800,000 were short-term profits added to distributable income. And as I mentioned at our last meeting, the investment committee made oral commitments to three real estate funds managed by Nuveen, totaling $60 million. It appears now that we are on track to close on these commitments before the end of the year, which is important in order to secure the founder's discount on future management fees. And that's all I have for today.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Rich. Moving on to Tom, your report.
Well, we have now completed, hopefully, the final draft of the biennial report. We had to wait a bit for the final numbers on the Common School Fund. Two of our original investment valuations were subsequently revised, and those valuation revisions resulted in a net $1 million reduction in our fund performance, final balance sheet calculations. But even with those adjustments, our last fiscal year was outstanding. As Rich noted, we have $120 million in unrealized capital gains. So yes, it would have been great to have $1 million more, but well, it was a fantastic year, so. With respect to the U.S. Forest Service exchange, we have cleared another hurdle in our efforts to close that exchange with the Forest Service. And while I'm always concerned that they may find another issue to rise, it appears that we are now entering the home stretch of that transaction. As I've told you a number of times, each side will be conveying more than 3,000 acres in the transaction. But DCPL will receive less acreage as we are transferring more lowland swamps and receiving more upland forests in the transaction. But at this point, I am now hopeful and expecting to close the transaction before the end of this fiscal year. So I've got a nice wood desk in front of me that I'm now knocking on just to make sure I won't jinx it. But speaking of lands, we will be closing another land sale shortly. And I had just talked to the Secretary of State about getting a signature on a land patent. This will be the 7th parcel sold this fiscal year. So in the last biennium, we sold 6 parcels over 2 years, and we're closing on the 7th. And we're not any, and we're only about halfway through this fiscal year. So we're on a good pace. And as we noted earlier, these sales build up the land bank, which provides us more money and more room to acquire other lands that are more productive, that improve our efficiency, that improve our access, and make our portfolio of lands a better asset for the trust funds. And that is my report for today's meeting.
Tom, can you maybe just share with the board how long the Forest Service transfer has been going on? Just putting it in perspective.
We started working on it in 2014. So we are now 7 years in, which I am told is the average amount of time it takes to close a transaction with the Forest Service. But because we won't be closing until 2022, we will be slightly longer than the average.
Yeah, because I had no idea how long those transfers take. So it's great news. And I also will be knocking on my wood desk here and hoping it happens this fiscal year.
At the time that we close that, it would be wonderful to invite the commissioners up and to take a look at the lands that we're receiving in that transaction. So again, I will keep you apprised as we get closer to that.
That's a great idea. Thank you, Tom. Any questions, Tom? Seeing that there are no questions for Tom, I do not have anything to report today. Wait till next time. So just ending with future agenda items, is there anything folks would like to see for our next meeting?
Cookies.
I know. In person, Doug.
I'm just joking. I move we adjourn.
I second.
Great. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
All right. Meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a terrific week.
All right. Tom, are you there?
I am still here.